This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP MP Om Birla has been re-elected again as the Lok Sabha Speaker. He was elected by voice vote as the opposition, which had fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post, did not press for voting in the House. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motion to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of NCP Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of SP moved the motion in favour of Mr. Suresh. Congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, the Prime Minister said history is being made today with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. He said they look forward to his guidance in the next 5 years in the House. He said Mr. Birla's work as parliamentarian should be an inspiration for the new members. He said the previous Lok Sabha passed several path-breaking legislations under the leadership of Mr. Birla. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Mr. Birla, saying that this House represents the people's voice. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav expressed confidence that the opposition would get ample time to express their voice. The Supreme Court today allowed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to withdraw his petition challenging the Delhi High Court's decision imposing an interim stay on his bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. Senior Advocate A.M. Singhvi, appearing for Mr. Kejriwal, apprised the vacation bench of Justices Manoj Mishra and S.V. Bhatti that he intends to withdraw the current petition to file a fresh one challenging the final order of the High Court. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court stayed the trial court order granting bail to the AAP leader. The High Court agreed with the Enforcement Directorate's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. A central investigation team has reached Bid in connection with the NEET exam scam. According to primary information received from police sources, some teachers of Majalgaon Taluka of the district have been interrogated by the team. Yesterday, an accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam was arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. He was produced before the court yesterday and was remanded to police custody till 2nd July. With this arrest, two of the four accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of four people. Jaleel Khan Pathan, a teacher at Latur Zilla Parishad School, was arrested on June 23rd. The exam admit cards of 12 students who appeared in the NEET exam have been found in the mobile phones of Jadhav and Pathan. In the national capital, Delhi, a passing out parade of the largest ever batch of head constables ministerial was conducted at Delhi Police Academy in Jharodha Kalan today. Special Commissioner of Police Law and Order Deependra Pathak attended the parade. India has asserted that as the United Nations turns 80 next year, it is high time to reform the Security Council by expanding its permanent and non-permanent categories to enable it to manage today's global conflicts effectively. Delivering India's statement at the UN General Assembly debate on the annual report of the Security Council, Pratik Mathur, Minister in India's permanent mission to the United Nations, said that since performance assessment has become one of the focus areas of the United Nations, as part of the discussions on global governance reforms, the Security Council too needs to prove its credibility and improve its performance. He voiced concern that unfortunately the debate on the annual report has become a ritual without much substance. India has been at the forefront of years-long efforts to reform the Security Council, saying it rightly deserves a place as a permanent member of the UN High Table, which in its current form does not represent the geopolitical realities of the 21st century. In Kenya, at least 5 persons were shot dead by police, and a section of the Parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm the Parliament in the capital, Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace, symbolizing the authority of the legislature, was stolen to control the mob. Police opened fire, killing at least 5 people. And with that, we end this news bulletin.